Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a TED talk, and it's called Learning Styles and the Importance of Critical Self-Reflection. So let's take a look at today's sentence. And this basic finding, by the way, has been extended to other contexts, everything from chess to basketball to computer programming and to dance. We store information in terms of meaning and not limited to particular sensory modes. And this basic finding, by the way, has been extended to other contexts. Everything from chess to basketball to computer programming and to dance. We store information in terms of meaning and not limited to particular sensory modes. 那我首先来看的第一个字呢是 extend， extend 那指的是延长啊或者是延伸的意思。 那的重音呢在 st 沿这边 extend， 再发微笑的嘴型 a。 那像是在做瑜伽的时候呢，我们会说 extend your arm and legs until you feel like you're touching the sky， 伸长你的手脚呢，让你觉得自己好像快要碰到天空了。 那我们也可以说呢， the application deadline has been extended， 就是这个申请学校的期限呢，已经被延长，被延期了。那它的名词原型呢，则是 extension。 那像是有些人如果有去接法的话呢，这个接法的名词呢，也是 extension。 那有另外一个字呢，跟它很像，叫做 expand。 expand 呢，当动词则是扩张的意思。要怎么区分 extend 跟 expand 呢？我们可以这样想。 Extend 呢是上下延伸延长，那 expand 呢则是左右扩张的概念。举例来说呢 ，This chain store is expanding fastly all over the country. 这个连锁店呢，在全国上下扩张的速度非常的快。那它的名词呢，则是 expansion， 则是扩展的意思。如果有人玩桌游啊什么的，有一个扩充包呢，就可以说是 expansion pack。 再我们来看是 context。 Context 呢是文章脉络的意思，重音在 con 的地方发 context。那我们可以说 ，When you're writing an essay, make sure your context is coherent. 那你在写论文的时候呢，要记得让你的文章脉络呢是清晰、前后呼应的。那它的形容词呢，则是 contextual。contextual 重音一样在 tx 的地方 ，tual 发 tual。再我们要来看的是 limit。 Limit 呢，指的是界限或者是限制的意思。那我们英文有一句谚语呢，叫做 "The sky is the limit." 什么叫做天空是界限呢？其实就是指无边无际，让你随意发挥的意思。那它也可以当做是动词来使用。举例来说呢 ，My parents never limit what I wanted to do. 我的父母呢，从来不会限制我想要做什么。那它的反义呢，则是 unlimited. 形容词是 unlimited， 指的是无限制的。那我们有时候会说。 Once you become a member, you will have unlimited access to all the online resources. 当你变成一个会员之后呢，你便可以无限制地取用这些线上的教材。再我们要来看的是 particular. Particular 则是特殊的或者是特别切确的。那我们可以说 He has a particular request about the wrapping of the package. 他对于包裹的这个包装呢，有个特殊的要求。有一个字跟它长得很像呢，叫做 peculiar。 Peculiar 呢，则是奇怪的。那它的重音呢，在 cu 的地方发 q 的音 ，l i a r 发 liar peculiar。 那我们可以说 ，There's something peculiar about his story, but I can't name it. 他的故事呢，听起来有些奇怪，可是我也说不上到底哪里奇怪。那最后我们要来看的是 sensory， sensory 呢，指的是知觉的。 像是我们可以说 ，A cat's sensory organs are so much sharper than humans. 猫咪的感官器官呢，比人类敏感非常多。那它的动词跟名词呢，都是 sense， 都是感官的意思。当动词的时候，我们可以说 ，I think he is sensing something unusual in his house. 我想他感觉到了他房子里有某种不对劲。All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. And this basic finding, by the way, has been extended to other contexts, everything from chess to basketball, to computer programming and to dance. We store information in terms of meaning and not limited to particular sensory modes. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!